ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. హరే కృష్ణ. వి ఆర్ టేకింగ్ ది శ్లోక ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 2 అండ్ టెక్స్ట్ 38. దిష్ట హరే స్వభవత పాదో భువ భారోపతిస్తవో జన్మనిస్తయే దిష్టాంకితం త్వాత్ పాదకేశ సుశోభినే దృక్షామగామ్యామ చేతవి తవాంకుపితం Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, we are fortunate because the heavy burden of the demons upon this earth is immediately removed by your appearance. Indeed, we are certainly fortunate, for we shall be able to see upon this earth and in the heavenly planets the marks of lotus, conch shell, club and disc that adorn your lotus feet. Please repeat. O Lord, we are fortunate because the heavy burden of the demons upon this earth is immediately removed by your appearance. Indeed, we are certainly fortunate, for we shall be able to see upon this earth and in the heavenly planets the marks of lotus, conch shell, club and disc that adorn your lotus feet. Purport. The soles of lotus feet are marked with Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, conch shell, disc, club and lotus, and also by flag and thunderbolt. When Krishna walks on this earth or in heavenly planets, these marks are visible whenever he goes. Vrindavan Dham is transcendental place because of Krishna's walking on this land frequently. The inhabitants of Vrindavan were fortunate to see these marks here and there. When Akura went to Vrindavan to take Krishna and Balaram away to the festival arrangement by Kamsa, upon seeing the marks of the Lord's lotus feet on the ground of Vrindavan, he fell down and began to groan. These marks are visible to devotees and receives the causeless mercy of the Lord. Mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tavanu Kampitam. The demigods were jubilant not only because the appearance of Supreme Lord would do away with the burdensome demons, but also because they would be able to see upon the ground and transcendental marks from the soles of the Lord's lotus feet. The gopis always thought of the Lord's lotus feet when he was walking on the pasturing ground, and as described in the previous verse, simply by thinking of the Lord's lotus feet, the gopis were fully absorbed in transcendence. Avishta chetana bhavaya kalpate. Like the gopis, one who is always absorbed in thought of the Lord is beyond the material platform and will not remain in the material world. It is our duty, therefore, always to hear, chant and think about the Lord's lotus feet as actually done by Vaishnavas who have decided to live in Vrindavan always and think of the Lord's lotus feet 24 hours a day. So, I need all the blessing from all of you, so that if you pray, I could be able to speak some of the pastimes in this Srimad Bhagavata. So, I need your prayer and blessings. Hare Krishna. Actually, in this verse especially, there's a prayer going on by the demigods. When Lord is there in the womb, Sri Krishna, they are praying, demigods are praying, that there's a heavy burden of the demons, and when you descend, you will be totally removing these burdens. We are very happy and we are very fortunate. And we can have your darshan. One more thing they highlight here, in the soul you have the markings of lotus, conch shell, club and disc. That marking, while Krishna is walking on the pastures ground of Vrijabhumi, that marking is visible and that is very auspicious. So, this we can understand here. As soon as Lord arrives Vrindavan Dham, that totally becomes transcendental. Same way when we hear about Krishna, that entire nature becomes transcendental. Even anything is connected to Krishna, that is auspicious and transcendental. And at the time when Kamsa deputes this Akrura for calling Krishna Balaram, that time when Akrura, first thing he saw in Vrindavan Dham, Brajabhumi, he saw the footsteps of Lord Krishna. So immediately he got down and he gave Dandavat with great blissful, you know, with real feeling. He was understanding the real opulence of Lord's lotus feet. He knows it. Because as soon as we have any connection with the Supreme Lord, immediately all our material anarthas, they'll get vanished. This is the power of the Supreme Lord's mercy. This is the power of the connection of Krishna. So even these gopis, it is given over here, they always watch this lotus feet of the Lord in this pasturing ground, and it is described that they are absorbed transcendently, totally absorbed over there. Because it is said, one who can see that, they are the most fortunate, because that is the goal of their life. They can purify whatever the real position. This, everywhere it is said, this material world we are attached with, that immediately that thing will be disconnected as soon as we have the transcendental connection with the Supreme Lord. That's why Prabhupada here gives in the purport, it is the duty. Therefore, always hear, chant and think about the Lord's lotus feet, as actually done by the Vaishnavas who have decided to live in Vrindavan, always and think of the Lord's lotus feet 24 hours a day. Actually, even Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada, everywhere he mentions in his purport, so that the attraction in this material, the Maya's attraction, how we can eliminate it. This is very clearly given, because some or the other we have to connect with this particular Krishna Katha and Krishna's pastime. So demigods are worshipping, and very blissful way they are praying. And actually today is the most auspicious day, and we have a limited time here, but still we'll try to narrate whatever the best possible things. Now, today is Dasara day. Everybody knows it. Ninth day got over, right? Because we have so many festivals in India. 9 days Dasara, 11 days Ganeshosa is all over just now. They came and preached over here and they have gone for Visarjan. So, this Ayyappa people have got 48 days. They are very strict at that time. So many things. In our South India, they do Nagamandala. For 30 days, they are very pure. You know, everything is very pure, auspicious. And after 30 days, they get released. Whereas here, Krishna consciousness is lifelong process. There is nothing else. This is auspicious. Every day is auspicious. We have to chant the holy name and it will be auspicious. Now, especially in Dasara, Lord Ramchandra, everybody knows about Dasara. Dasara is very famous because we can see they are burning Ravan, especially in Chopati. They used to do, I don't know at present days. Because it's called Vijaya Dashami. So today, Lord Sri Ramchandra slayed by Ravana. This is that very important day. And removed the greatest burden. It was a burden. This is a burden for the earth actually. That was the cause of all suffering. Everybody was suffering. That's why Lord comes and he removes the burden. And Ravan wanted to enjoy individually. And he claims the God's property is his own property. This is the demonical mentality. And actually we feel that Ravan is really, you know, rascal. And really speaking, this demon lives inside and outside of all of us also. The propensity is there. Now, even if we see sincerely within our heart, the propensity, we can understand that. Now, with this, especially with this Dasara festival, we especially who are in Krishna consciousness, main thing is that what we can learn from this Dasara, Vijaya Dashami. One thing we have to learn is that we have to remove Ravana from our heart. This is the most important thing we have to learn. Ravana is there within our heart. His form is within our heart with six anarthas, minimum six anarthas. Of course, there are many anarthas, but six anarthas minimum. That is kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsya. These six anarthas. If those anarthas, if we remove, then we can say Ravana is out of our heart. Otherwise, Ravana is not killed. And really speaking, the purport, it is of Srimad Bhagavatam, the purport is given by Prabhupada. Especially, this six anarthas, how we can remove. And one more thing is, here you have seen it, the people have got lots of attraction here for lotus feet of the Lord. Lotus feet of the Lord is most important. Normally we go and just see the face, you know, without knowing the thing. Immediately see the face and dressing. Oh, very nice dressing. We feel very happy. And we come out, not even sometimes ready to see the lotus feet of the Lord. But here, the lotus feet of the Lord's importance is given by Prabhupada. These acharyas can give us the correct detail. What is actually the lotus feet's important? That is Prabhupada has given here. It is 1.11.26, Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, the pure devotee is always hankering the lotus feet of the Lord. Lotus has got a kind of honey which transcendental release is released by the devotees. There is some honey is there in the lotus feet of the Lord, and that is released by the devotees. They are like bees. Devotees are like bees. And who are always after honey. And further, Prabhupada says, devotees are satisfied with being placed on the lotus feet of the Lord. And have no ambition to see the beautiful face or aspire for the protection of the strong arms of the Lord. They don't want even that also. They are humble by nature, and the Lord is always leaning towards such humble devotees. When they are on the lotus feet, the Lord will lean and he will lift them. He's leaning, you know. He's so humble way. This is the even today's purpose is the lotus feet 24 hours. A Vaishnava has to attracted with that. You should have an attachment. Now, this is the purpose which is given by Prabhupada. The importance of the lotus feet he speaks about. Now, what qualification can make that devotee, that Krishna is lean that devotee? This we have to consider. What qualification? How that, why that Lord is leaning towards the devotee? What type of miraculous prayer he does it? What type of activity he does it? This we have to find out. Because if you just go and ask anyone, everybody will say, Prabhuji, you are pure devotee. You are, for so many years you are there, you are pure devotee. And when we see within our heart, if anybody of our God brothers or anybody gets any appreciation, still we have mild type of envy is there. How come he got this? How come this? Any appreciation of others? Because as Prabhupada used to say, we are trying to become devotees. We are still on the on the process. Of course, there are so many people, they must have become pure devotees. I am talking about me and some of my group. It's not that easy. Because the prayer which these people are making, that is most important. What prayer they are asking for. Just, you know, even if anybody say, you just see the lotus feet, that's enough. Then further thing, Krishna will lift you, he'll lean to you, and we don't like that. But because we got still that anartha, we don't have the full faith on whatever is scripture is mentioned here. Because we got anarthas. Whatever is Acharya says, this is perfect. So Prabhupada is saying once in his Srimad Bhagavatam class, this prayer is the best prayer. This is one of the best prayers in Vrindavan, he said. This is one of the best prayers. So that Lord can lead towards the devotees. This is one of the best prayers. I think somebody can highlight which is that prayer Prabhupada used to. Can say some prayers? We hear all the time, but Prabhupada said this is one of the best prayers. So Prabhupada said from Shishtastakam, Na danam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishware bhavatad bhaktir ahituki. That translation is that, oh my Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire a beautiful woman, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. It looks very, very simple. Prabhupada said this is a topmost prayer. That's why we consider it very simple. That's why we don't have that top class love for God. Now, with this prayer, what happens is our heart gets purified. Our heart gets purified with this prayer, with sincere prayer. Because why we are not, so many years we are chanting, you know, it's one way in the morning time, it is whatever the chanting process is, that cleansing process. We are put in some of the chamber and 16 round japa, that's like a steam bath. You are taking that 16 round japa, you comes out with cleansing. Cleansing heart, and it is totally one day 24 hours armor you are wearing, raksha kavach, and Maya cannot touch you. Right, it is true, but it's the process is there, the going on, but still what we say is not totally purified. And total purification, this prayer, we should have full faith on that. And why? Why we don't have that faith? Because we have not killed Ravana within our heart. This false appreciation, we like, everything is there. Now, for example, who could do this, successfully could do this prayer? For our reference, Haridas Thakur. 21 hours it used to take, 92 rounds, 3 lakhs name. And Kolavecha Sridhar. When Haridas Thakur was tested by Maya Devi and prostitutes, he had no interest, anything about material enjoyment, no sense gratification at all. It's because he killed all, within that heart he killed, totally the Ravana was killed. There is no tinge of material desire. And normally we do that thing, but we give little part in our heart for Krishna and little part for our enjoyment. Na dhanam, na janam. Na dhanam is very, very painful. And na janam, na sundarim, a little painful. Mad dhanam is very painful, especially for grastas. Very painful. Actually, when His Holiness Radhanaswami Maharaj, when we were there in Jagannath Puri, when all the Jagannath's chariot is gone to Gundija, then all of us were there. So Maharaj said, let us pray friends of the Lord. And very seriously, very sincerely we pray. And we were all standing. And that time Maharaj took the same prayer. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadish kamaye, mama janmani, janmanishware, bhavathat bhaktir ahituke. Then I was thinking, why Maharaj said this prayer? Na dhanam, it's very difficult. It's okay, the tongue is vibrating, but by heart I am not ready to give up that dhanam. But main thing is that once you take shelter of Krishna, all dhanam, janam, everything is there within that lotus feet of Krishna. This realization is very difficult to get. Krishna will protect in all the respect. So the main thing is there, the we have to beg with the Lord actually. No, sorry, beg from the Lord. I always do the mistake. With the Lord means Lord also with us. But from the Lord we have to beg. We are always in a begging position. See, this Haridas Thakur, Kolavecha Sridhar, all these devotees, when they got such a purified way, because this process is so perfect and so truthful and so genuine, that's why Acharya is highlighting this particular purport, particular subject. This is most important. That's why Shastastakam is giving this our particular things, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for us to uplift our spirit in our spiritual life. So the main thing here is, when we'll have the faith of that, we have to remove our Ravana with this. And if we Ravana goes out, and naturally you will have disinterest in all these material objects, and especially in Mahaprakash Leela, Haridas Thakur has been called by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he says, Haridas, ask some boon. I'll give you everything. What Haridas Thakur asked? Because all the material infection was totally out. He asked, first of all, he was not ready to ask anything. Sometimes people are appreciating me, Lord. Even I do not want that. I get little urge, somebody's appreciation. Even I don't want that. And second thing is that he says, let me take a birth in some Vaishnava's place, some devotee's place, as a dog, so that I can have their remnants. See the level, it's very top class, exalted level. We can understand that. Even that Kolavecha Sridhar, he was asking, ask Kolavecha, you got a small hut, and all the rainy season, no water goes out, because such a bad shape, Ask something, because you have done some devotional service. Now I can, you know, the people, normally we can say, people are all teasing about devotion service. I will ask some good bungalow from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and I will show them, see, in devotional service, what good result we get it. But Kolaveji Sridhar was not interested with that, because it was not, it's out of the thing. He says, I do not want anything. If at all you want to give the boon, I'll be a banana seller, life after life. You come and give your small child Nimai's darshan. That is my requirement. So, today, what actually we wanted to learn from this Dasera, that we have to clear up our Ravan propensity. We have to remove Ravan from here. And my call home, I remember always Radha Gopinath Prabhu's classes. So one more thing, it is interconnected. Today, some or the other, it is interconnected. One is removing the burden of the demons. Second is Lord Ramchandra comes and he annihilates the Ravana. He gets a vision. And he, third thing is to help him, for help this entire Ramayana, main hero is Hanuman. Hanuman is this best hero, top class hero. That Hanuman, today is the appearance day of Madhvacharya. He is Vayu. He is the same Hanuman helped in Ram's pastime. So, today is birthday. And since his appearance day, Sripad Madhvacharya, actually, is a huge childhood pastimes are there. But childhoods, so many pastimes are based on the love of God. Madhvacharya had so many things based on that. We'll go for some of the important, not the pastime, what Madhvacharya's thing we can learn like. So he was Hanuman earlier, then he became Bhima in Treta Yuga for helping Kurukshetra and other thing. Then he came as Madhvacharya in Kali Yuga to remove all misconception. And he has expressed two things. He said, Lord is a person, and every little being eternally servant of the Lord, and eternal nature of the soul to love Lord God, and preaching organization is establishing so many things on pure devotional service. Actually, there's one very secret thing. It is given in our Navadvip Mahatmya. The Madhvacharya, it was his second pilgrimage for Badri and all over India. And he, on the way, he happened to come for Navadvip island. That is Madhadrimadvipa, and there is a place called Mahatpura. And that place, when Sripad Madhvacharya was there, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the dream to Madhvacharya. It is given in Navadvip Mahatmya. And he comes and he said, continue the preaching about the Mayavada philosophy, means condemning the Mayavada philosophy. And second thing, establish the deity worship. Proper way you can establish, you can show that. And he says, I personally going to come in near future as an incarnation, as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and I'll come and take initiation in your sampradaya. This is interconnected things, from here to here. So, actually two things you can see there, you know, two. And the people predict so many things. What is that? Actually, I heard so many people say two things. One is that Hari Sarvottama, and they say Vayu Jivottama, they speak that. Some says Hari Sarvottama, and whatever I speak is truth. These are all appropriate, true. But as per Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, these two things, two fingers we can consider. Number one is Mayavada Khandan. Second thing is worshipping the deity. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was highlighting, that things. So here, one more, what is the best solution as Prabhupada's? It is given in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.321. He is giving, it's very close, I will just read that his word. 10.321. Please bear with me. These are the solution we are finding for getting ourselves to remove the burden in the present age. Yes, this is an important part I'll just read. The Hare Krishna movement is also an incarnation of Krishna in the form of holy name, Namarupe. And every one of us who is actually afraid of this Asuric rulers and politicians must welcome this incarnation of Krishna. That is, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then we will surely be protected from the harassment of Asuric rulers. At the present moment, these rulers are so powerful that by hook or crook, they capture the highest posts of government and harass the countless numbers of people on the plea of national security or some emergency. Then again, one asura defeats another asura. But the public continue to suffer. Therefore, the entire world in a precarious condition, and the only hope is this Hare Krishna movement. Lord Narasimhadeva appeared when Prahlad was excessively harassed by his Asuric father. Because of such Asuric father, that is a ruling politician, it is very difficult to press forward the Hare Krishna movement. But because of Krishna has now appeared in his holy name, through his movement, we can hope that these Asuric fathers will be annihilated and the kingdom of God established all over the world. This is the word. The word is Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. This is the solution Prabhupada has given it. He says many times, but because we are not pure, that's why we don't have the taste of that. Because I heard it. We think it is for that time or it is for Panchatattva, it is not for us. You know? And the main thing is that you are all expert brahmacharis and other peoples. You always hear Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. So you know much more about the thing. And the solution we have to highlight is that Maha Mantra. And now, especially... Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he comes as an incarnation, and and he Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he met Sripad Madhvacharya, and he makes it true. The thing is that he takes the initiation from Madhva Sampradaya, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke open the treasure of and distributed the nectar of the whole world, that is love of God. He broke open the treasure. Treasure means anybody in Kali Yuga, they can take it. That's why it's called so magnanimous. That's why it said, Rupa Goswami, Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Gauranama. So this is Mahavadanya means this is, he has just opened up. Opening treasure, this breaking treasure is not easy. In bank and all, they break open the treasure. They wanted so many witnesses. The person who is making treasure, the manufacturer should be there, and plus that head of the department should come, and some 4-5 witnesses are there. It's very difficult to break open the treasure, even a bank. But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such an incarnation, he broke open such a thing, you take it. Otherwise, if you are Brahmana, then only you can take this Mahamantra. Whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke open it. Because it is connected from Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Sampradaya. You must have been taken the permission from there, and Supreme Lord has not to take permission anywhere. He just gave it. This is one of the top class getting a love of God. And very pure way Prabhupada has established it. And it's very munificent, and age of Kali, highest gift is this. Most perfect spiritual love. Mood of Vrindavan, that also. Mood of Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it in mood of Vrindavan. Gopi mood. And that's why in this purport Prabhupada mentions, they are the top class devotees, gopi mood. And even he has just set right all these six Chhat Goswamis, all the time he has instructed them to write the literature, ways of Vaishnava philosophy, and live as per this principle. And even Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which is written by Sanatana Goswami. These are all uplifting things. This is a break opening the treasure. Love, Krishna's love. And everybody gets in Vrindavan mood. Even Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? Even Narad Muni, all the time he comes and he gives that highest essence of mercy. And he even all these figures in Srimad Bhagavatam, if you see, even Prahlad, Pandavas, Yadus, they all appreciate this gopis' love is the topmost love. It is unmotivated, uninterrupted, pure devotional service. Anya vilashita shunyam, jnana karma adi anavrittam, anukulena krishna, anushilanam bhaktiruttam. One who renders transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord in favorable way without material desire, through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation, whatsoever it means. Krishna says, more you serve. All the time he says, you serve me. Even gopis used to serve more. That's why when Krishna says, serve more, then what happens? Then the person gets to try to serve more. Why? Because always it is fresh. It is always fresh because Krishna's pastime is always fresh. Even yesterday we spoke about the same thing, but today it is quite fresh only. It's becoming more fresh. Even aroma, that taste is increasing. Because this is Krishna. Otherwise, how can they go for so deeper? So many rounds also. Chanting the holy name, you should have a taste. There is a taste is provided by the mercy of Krishna only. That's why more and more hearing Krishna, more and more taste will come, more and more service will do, will become ever fresh. And Srila Prabhupada, he gives, you know, goal of chanting Hare Krishna is to chant more Hare Krishna. That is the goal. Goal of chanting Hare Krishna is to chant more chanting. That is Hare Krishna's mercy. So this is a Golokira Premadana. It is not from here. The Prema is fully developed when we follow this process. All these devotees are perfect. One way, Prabhupada, it said, all these devotees are perfect. They are in the different mood of perfecting their life. Even Vaikunthas, their mood is perfect. But in Ram Lila is more perfect. And in Krishna Lila is most perfect, superlative degree. So Krishna Lila, which we got it, this is because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after that, our great Param Guru, Prabhupada, he has distributed this same treasure all over the world. Lakhs and lakhs of people could become devotees. If the condition would have been only Brahmanas, nobody would have been devotees. Lakhs and lakhs of people, that break opening treasure has been carried by Prabhupada, and he has distributed this everywhere. And this is the very genuine process. And one more thing, when I was in Udipi especially, and we were asking, I was asking, what is your preaching strategy? How you are preaching it? And they said, really sincerely, we wanted to open up with you that you, ISKCON, is our hope. And because of ISKCON, people are coming to our place here. They understood who is Krishna and who is Madhvacharya, what is Pajaka Kshetra. This is Prabhupada has given it. And I'll within, before conclusion, I'll just see that the greatness of Prabhupada is such a thing that I want to just say in one or two sentences that first thing is that this absolute truth is given by Prabhupada is Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Don't look here and there after that. Devonka Deva. Bas. Everybody used to do. Even before coming, I was from, sorry to say, I was from Udipi. But before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was just looking all the sightseeing there. Not that Krishna I used to visit, but not importance. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. This is given by Prabhupada. And who has seen Jagannath Puri and Mayapur? This Vrindavan. These things are given by Prabhupada. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada has given Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specially. And everybody, if you ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they say he must be a saint. One saintly person. But he is a supreme personality of Godhead. It's the biggest secret Prabhupada opened it. He also broke open the biggest secret, the treasure. And the holy dham like Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri, even our ancestor never been. Must have been gone to Tirupati somewhere, that's all. And this deity worship. No caste, no creed. Deity worship. This is given by Prabhupada. Especially our head of the department of Hare Krishna's head pujari, headquarters, Mayapur, Janan Nivas Prabhu. It was given to him. These are the things, deity worship. Anybody, you can do it. And next is that prasadam. Full. Otherwise, full prasadam from Prabhupada. Everything what Krishna eats, you have to eat it. Nothing else. If you used to go for prasadam, you know, enough, by hand, you know, some kadi shakkar or some peanut. Yes, that is, no, full prasad. A person will get totally purified. And hundreds of scriptures. Hundreds of scriptures. Main scripture, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. You understand this. And finally, he glorified the holy name, Mahamantra. You'll be totally safe. Even in the Asuric government, Asuric propensity, in such a bad shape also, you'll be safe. That is, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Thank you very much. Time is limit. Highest limited time. Within this limited time, we have to cover up so much big portion. So, I tried to flatter here and there. Portion was big, time was small. So, thank you very much. I don't think any time for the questions. Any comments? Radha Gopinath Prabhu, I was looking at you only, but by seeing you, I can get some inspiration. Any comments? Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.
Nice connection.